Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, title sponsor. Thank you, Fad, Nimmer, Keith, all the boys and girls down at Noral for sponsoring the show. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Now, as you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Nevaeh Fateney. I play for the Northern Spirits football team, all girls.
All girls. So this is new to me. Like, I thought in my head prior to us chatting that this would have been a thing for a while, but this is the first time there's been an all-girls team.
Yeah, this is the first all-girls league in Alberta.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. That's awesome. So I don't know much about football in regards to, I was on the kind of on the team as a water boy back in the day when I went to Father Merck. I had a coach, Joe Cousy, big shout out to Joe, who thought if he brought me to games, eventually I would suit up. And I was like, it's never going to happen. I'm too pretty to get hit. So how many players are on your team? Because I don't actually remember.
We have around 18 players.
Wow. 18 girls want to play this sport with you. Yeah. That's amazing. And so where are you guys grabbing your players from? Is it all from Fort McMurray or is it from the outlying regions?
So most of our players are from our community, Fort Mackay.
Okay.
We have a few people from Fort McMurray, but most of our team is Fort Mackay, and we all basically knew each other. We grew up with each other.
Okay. And what's the age range?
14 to 18.
Okay.
Our league has the youngest people. Usually it's supposed to be 2005 and up. No, 2005 and down.
Okay.
So our girls, they're younger. They had to get certain forms filled because they're basically supposed to be
right
older.
Okay. And so what grade are you in?
I am in grade 10.
Okay. So you can play for a few more years in this league then?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe one or two more years.
Okay. So what about football kind of piqued your interest? Because there's lots of sports you could be playing.
Well, at first, I did not want to play at all, but our coach and my best friend, they just kept pushing me. They're like, please, let's just play, and I eventually tried out, and I loved it back right in 2019, so I've been playing ever since.
Nice. So did you have any interest in football? Did you watch it prior to, or?
I had no interest in football. I had no idea what it was about.
Awesome.
So I basically went in knowing nothing.
Right. That's amazing. So now that you're playing it, is it something that you're watching on television now, or are you strictly just in it for yourself?
This season, I started watching football because I started to get more into it than I was before. Now, right, football is like something I'm all about. Nice. Like, I thought it would just be something I do for fun, but now I'm thinking of it as a career since I went to Team Alberta Trials this weekend.
Nice. Yeah, I heard about that. So what was that like?
That was very intense. It was nothing I expected.
Right.
They have us doing hard work.
Mm-hmm. And so were you surprised with that? Did you know that they were going to run through drills? Like, what was your expectation when you went to camp?
Well, at first I was told by another team member that had went to Team Alberta Trials before that they push us hard. So I was like expecting a little bit like them to like make us do a lot of work.
Right.
But whenever we went there, it was
a lot of work.
I was like, holy.
And how do you feel you performed?
I think I did quite well. Like, other people that do my same position, mm-hmm, we all, like, were very good at our positions. I think we're all pretty equal at it.
That's
no one
awesome.
Was better. No one was worst. Everyone was all good.
That's awesome. And so when you're playing for Team Alberta now, or, like, anybody who potentially makes that team, is it the same age range that you're currently playing in, or is it older kids?
It's a bit older. It's 2005 and down up till, you can't be 18. It's under 18.
Okay.
But you can't be too young.
Okay. And this is a stupid question. I'm probably sure the answer is yes, but I have to assume there are girl football leagues or teams in college and universities as well within Canada, correct?
Kind of. It's kind of like a new thing.
Okay.
Football's always been more of a guys thing. It's only now coming out for girls.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So when you're watching football on TV, have you picked a team yet?
No, I'm trying to like find out like what's my favorite team, but I have not found out yet. So for now, it's just my team.
Okay. All right. So are you watching Canadian football or NFL?
NFL.
NFL. Okay, yeah, there's lots of teams to pick in the NFL. Are you leaning towards? You got like a top three you're kind of looking at?
My coach loves the Raiders, so I'm thinking
maybe
I'll go team. Raiders with him.
Where do the Raiders play now? In Los Angeles, right? Or no, Las Vegas. Yeah. Las Vegas. Yeah, they used to be Oakland. Oh, okay. Interesting. We're going to talk to your coach afterwards, so I have lots of questions about why he picks that team. Okay, interesting. So what high school do you attend here in Fort Mac?
I go to Father Mercury.
There you go. Best school, right, Tanner?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We'll go with that, right?
Me and Tanner have this ongoing thing. We both are born and raised here, and Tanner attended Composite High School, and I attended Merck, so obviously Merck.
Who's on whose podcast?
Yeah.
Who's on whose podcast? That's all I'm saying.
So have you always gone to Merck?
Yeah, I've been going since grade 7. I plan on graduating there.
Okay, and graduation is coming up in 2 years for you. Outside of football, I know you're young. I wouldn't have been able to answer this question, so feel free to say I have no idea. But when you finish high school, what are you thinking as far as career path?
I was planning on going to university and all that stuff and getting a business graduation thing.
Yeah.
But now I'm like really confused because football is becoming a really big thing in my life, and
right.
I'm starting to go on like to bigger things in football, like Team Alberta. If I make it, then possibly Team Canada.
Yeah.
And my coach was talking about starting to go into like playing for money.
Yeah.
Like the actual professional football.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah. How do you line that up? Well, I don't know how you line that up. Your coach would definitely have to help you out on that one, but that's cool. If you can get paid to play football, or even if it pays for you to go to school, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that really would be.
Yeah. That would be really interesting. So when it comes to preparing for this sport, how do you prepare at home? Like, well, what kind of training are you guys doing?
Well, we have practices twice a week, but out of practice, I'm trying to work out, eat as well as I can, stretch a lot. It's a lot of stretching because after games, it's a lot.
Okay. So I am notoriously horrible at stretching. So what does that mean for the people at home who are like me who have no idea? They're just like, stretching is silly. Well, what kind of stretching? Are you using like yoga or what? What are you doing to stretch?
Well, I just kind of do the stretches we do at practice, just simple stretching, just so we don't, like, cramp up while we're doing games or while we're at practice, because it does happen and it sucks.
Yeah, no doubt, especially when you cramp up on the field. We had a long-distance runner tell us when you cramp up on the field, running or doing any form of athletic event, mustard. And so I've tried it out, and it actually works. Little
mustard.
You know, like the little mustard packs?
Yeah.
If you cramp up, next time you cramp up, just get one of those and like just down it and your cramp almost automatically goes away. Like real talk.
I don't know if I'm going to try that.
You should try it. Because for years what I was doing, because like I like to run a lot. And so I'd cramp up and I would eat a banana and like almost, I don't know, give it like 5 minutes, your cramp would go away. And so I was chatting with this guy on the show and we were talking about cramping up. And he's like, mustard, bro. And I was like, mustard. So I put a little package of mustard by my treadmill and I was running and I cramped up and I was like, oh no. And I tried it and literally like we're talking 25 seconds gone. So food for thought, mustard. I know. It's crazy. All right. Listen, we have a segment in the show called the Max City Minute. Tanner's going to ask you some questions. I have no idea what he's going to ask. So I wish you nothing but the best of luck. This segment is brought to you by McMurray Denture Center, is it not, Tanner?
It is indeed.
So for any football players out there, if you lose any teeth, McMurray Denture Center, that's the place to go get fixed up. All right, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What is the best part of playing with the people that you grew up with?
Well, I know them all, and it's not like random people, so I'm very comfortable with them, and I could rely on them for any help during football.
Question number two. What is your go-to game day ritual?
Usually we smudge before games. It's something we do and it really helps. It calms everyone down, makes everyone feel relaxed, and gives everyone a good mood before the game.
Question number three. What is your favorite way to celebrate a win?
Yeah. All right. PG answers only.
All right. Question number four. What is the most surprising part of football for you?
She's looking to the coach.
I know, but... Well, for football, you have to be healthy, like, physically. And I have a broken wrist. It's not, like, broken, but it's injured, and I still have to play during the game. Well, I choose to play. I don't have to, but I'm like, no, I got to go. So, yeah, that would be it.
And your final question. What is the biggest goal for being on this team for yourself?
Do the best I can, try to help out my team. That's like all.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. What's the name of the team again?
Fort Mackay Northern Spirits.
And where do you guys play more often than not?
Usually in Edmonton.
Okay. So if there's any fans out there, they got to make the trip down south to watch you guys play.
Yeah, we only ever had one home game.
Okay.
We always have to drive down every single weekend. Hop on a bus, go stay in a hotel, meet the players there.
It's not a horrible life. I wouldn't be complaining about that. Where did you play when you played your home game?
The Shell Place Stadium down at Mac Island.
Oh, nice. That's nice. The other places that you play, are they as nice as that area? Because that's an awesome field.
Not really. It's just other places we play it. It's usually just a regular field with a few benches.
Right. Right, well, and there's four teams in the league in total.
Yes.
So how many games have you guys played so far? Like a whole bunch?
About five.
Okay, cool.
This season.
There we go. All right, well, listen, nothing to be nervous about. That's the end of the show. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. I know it's a hard one. People struggle with it. They're just like, what? You could shout out anybody. We've had moms, pets, husbands, boyfriends.
Cars.
You can shout out anything.
Themselves.
Yeah. That was one. Yeah, that's true.
Shout out to my coach for forcing me to play football. Best decision ever.
There we go. Awesome. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming on the show. Do appreciate it. If you want to, you can come back again and again and again. And I wish you nothing but the best luck with your football endeavors.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our sponsors, Toyota, Noral Toyota here in town, as well as Fort McMurray Denture Center, or McMurray Denture Center. Sorry about that. Yeah, appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey, guys. Karam here with McMurray Denture Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.